Okay, Talking Head or Cosmos or whatever. Something related to the simulated simulation theory. And well, if we try and see it that way, but this is like a dream. Then why are all these dream forms built as such super complex machines, you could say? Little atoms, molecules, cells that are like factories. Well, you can actually see it in a different way, again, a more personalist way, by seeing this body not as a machine, but as a world in itself. I read somewhere that something like 40% of our body is not us, consists of other living beings, all the little microorganisms, and you know, I'll figure out that exact percentage. Cells, as far as cells go, there seems to be a selective a bit arbitrarily so distinction between which cells are living organisms and which are just building blocks. But if we see all the little beings there in our body as a great society, or the residents of a little world, microcosm, which of course they are, doing their thing, not very aware of the God whose body they are merely. Tiny parts of. Well, then maybe the cells, the muscle cells and the nerve cells and all of those bone cells, each one of them can be seen as the plant species or something of this world that is our body. If we try at least see it that way, that This body is not a... machine made of little lifeless particles, but it's like a buzzing universe of life. And it starts to look differently, the whole thing, this world, that we basically have different levels of life, life within life, life in this or that dimension or size. Which really is what it is, right? And this entire planet, Mother Earth, nature, is also a living organism. Containing all of us. And we are social beings, parts of the social bodies of our societies. It's just the way it is. It's just life, everything. Now, regarding the molecules and cells and cells and molecules and atoms, if you apply what physics know about or think they know about molecules and atoms, which are, of course, what make up the cells. And they are not little things. It's all energy, a flow of energy. Sometimes flowing freely, sometimes apparently bound into rigid static structures. Well, that's at least the understanding I get. For instance, from physicists like David Bohm, and then when these quantum physicists continue investigating the ultimate deeper fabric of our bodies and this world, they do find
consciousness playing a fundamental role. So this energy that makes up all these forms is, well, has consciousness behind it somehow or other. I think it's fair to say that this is this was the conclusion of the founders of quantum physics, and I don't know how it is now. So this all pieces together into a nice cohesive picture that at least starts to give me a bit of a an idea that makes sense. As far as this virtual bodies and creations consisting of such complex structures. Anyway, more to come, I guess.